Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves for Friday, the 27th of August, 2021. This is the Weekend Ahead edition. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope. Thanks for tuning in from wherever you may be on the internet. Very happy to be welcoming many new listeners and readers as a result of people finding StarCast on a very wide diversity of podcasting platforms. Headquarters is planetwaves.net. We begin on Friday with the moon moving through early Taurus. As of Friday afternoon, the moon is in a square aspect to Saturn. This can be frustrating. It's also about respecting your limits, respecting boundaries, and also taking approaches to organized approaches to solving problems. I realize that in the digital realm, there is lots and lots and lots that can go wrong, and it is only in our time that we have to exchange 48 text messages on the way to meeting someone for dinner. We used to say, see you at 7 at the Chinese restaurant, and everybody would show up. And I think a lot of confusion and errors are introduced in the midst of all of this chatter. Mercury is quincunx Jupiter. Mercury in Virgo, quincunx Jupiter at the time of this broadcast. This has been in effect from Thursday. In effect even through Saturday, as that aspect is still well within orb, although it is its peak right now. And my take on what this is about, and a few different things in the astrology point to this, but these major planets hanging out in Aquarius are describing what the group, whatever that may be, what the group thinks it thinks, and what people think the group thinks. Well, what is this group? Who made it a group? Who are its members? And if no one minds, where is the constitution? Where is the charter of the group? Well, the charter of the group of a society is the constitution of a nation. And I think we need to be studying here in the United States, studying in Australia, for that matter, what that is about. This Mercury quincunx Jupiter is saying the majority view is one thing. That's Jupiter in Aquarius, retrograde. It's quite entrenched. It is not given to changing easily and revising its thoughts. Mercury is much more about the individual. Mercury is the mind of one person. Mercury is represents an individual doing their thinking. Mercury in Virgo is about the details. And so the question is, what are the details? It's important to remember that an opinion is only so valid as far as it is based on documentable facts. And one of the problems in our time in history is the confusion between opinions and facts. People think that everything is a matter of opinion, and that one fact, such as it may be, is like another. But that is not true. There are facts that check out. There are facts that don't check out. And You, the individual person making your life choices that will affect you potentially for the rest of your days, are responsible for what you hold in your precious mind, for what you accept as valid and what you accept as true. Mercury in Virgo, quincunx, big bully Jupiter in Aquarius. Next major stop is Saturday. At 5:51 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times are in Eastern Daylight in this program. And that is the moon's conjunction to Uranus. So if you're listening to this on Friday, that's brewing. That's in the Ritta, as is said in Sanskrit. It is in the realm of possibility. And in fact, it is approaching very rapidly. And will be exact early in the morning, again, Eastern, right around sunrise. Eastern Daylight Time. That is kind of a precipitous and somewhat shocking aspect. Moon conjunct Uranus can be emotionally restless. Might be a good day to get up early and do something you might not normally do. The moon in Taurus, anything Taurus, but especially the moon in Taurus, can be given to habituation and habitual responses to circumstances. And habits can be helpful. Nobody argues with the pre-flight check of an airplane. That's prevented a lot of planes from falling out of the sky. So there's one way in which habits are helpful, but in another way, they can be imprisoning. And I think, especially the past year and a half or so, there's a lot of us feeling like we're in some version of Groundhog Day, and we keep waking up and the same thing happens, only it's a little more strange every time it happens. Moon conjunct Uranus and Taurus, especially right near the hot midpoint of Taurus, is about doing things differently, changing something, shifting something in your habituation, what you eat, where you go, what you do, how you think, how you feel, what your plans are. It's quite possible you'll make plans on Friday night for what you're going to do on Saturday, and then moon conjunct Uranus, everything's different. All right, so the moon then proceeds. The moon, one other thing, the moon conjunct Uranus also highlights an aspect I've been describing for a few days, which is the Venus opposition to Chiron. That is catastrophobia. Remember, that's the one about a civil world ruled by the fear of disaster. Now, we live in the age of disaster capitalism. We live in yet another time that the Christians have decided is the end times. The end. And by the way, if you're a Christian who thinks it's the end times and the world is ending soon and Jesus is going to manifest as an external factor, you might want to check the history of this and how long this particular little game has been going on. People are always like waiting for the Savior to come. The second coming of Christ is in your heart, not in a chariot of fire or the four horsemen of the apocalypse, who I guess are making the rounds at the Belmont Raceway. At 2:14 p.m. Eastern Daylight on Saturday, the moon is trine Mars. The moon trine Mars could have a way of letting off some pressure and also helping you find a negotiated solution to problems. The negotiated solution might be good to base that on what we agree is important and what we agree is true. The other thing with the trine, though, is it can let in the thing that it is describing. And so you might want to be careful, because the moon goes from a conjunction to Uranus about a little bit before 6 o'clock, a little before the sun rises, into this trine to Mars. And so there is the possibility that if that moon Uranus gets you up on the wrong side of the bed, that the moon Mars is going to just let that slip out of control. And by the way, there's a heck of a grand Earth trine. That is Uranus and Taurus, Moon and Taurus, Mars and Mercury in Virgo, and then Pluto and other smaller points in Capricorn. And the important thing with the grand trine is to remember that the tendency will be for momentum to gather in the direction that it is already going. And so it is important to shift the trajectory when you see momentum gathering in a way that you are finding is not helpful and potentially may be destructive. Okay, the last thing that the moon does when it is in Earth sign Taurus is make a trine aspect to Virgo in Earth's Mercury in Earth sign Virgo. So it's moon trine Mercury. This takes place at about 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday. So Sunday morning is that moon trine Virgo, and this occurs in the last degrees of the signs. And so this is a reminder that something difficult that you're trying to solve or work out or negotiate may require patience until the last minute, and then there is likely to be some kind of a solution that emerges some type of way to resolve things that makes itself known and make sure that everyone understands that it is on the edge. You have the moon at 2909 Taurus and Mercury at 2909 Virgo. So that is by no means indicative of something that is solid unless everyone agrees to hold up a kind of integrity field around the solution. And it may be the kind of thing that you have to notice. You have to actually be paying attention to say, well, wait, there is a solution here, or this problem has already been solved, and we need to use the solution. Maybe there's not even a problem. Maybe it's just a question, and maybe the question is somewhat ambiguous, and maybe I don't like the answer to the question, or maybe the answer to the question is reminding me that in some way I have to change to accept what is true. The change comes from the aneretic degrees, these degrees of transformation, kind of death and resurrection of the 30th degree of Virgo, this 30th degree of any sign, in this case Taurus and Virgo, is what actually has to change for this to mean something, for this to actually be helpful. All right, next set of aspects is Monday, and we'll leave off on Monday, but Monday at 1:09 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the moon is all long since in Gemini. By the way, if the moon is making its last aspect at 10:58 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, you know that within 2 hours, that's to say by 1 p.m. Daylight Time, the moon's going to be in Gemini, moving on. It will be on the mutable cross in Gemini. So the moon is in Gemini at 6 degrees, conjunct the north node of the moon at the very moment that Mercury changes signs. And so one of the things the weekend is leading up to, and one of the reasons why there's this kind of retrograde-y kind of void of course feeling, is that Mercury is in the late degrees of a sign. It is about to change signs, and that can have an effect of uncertainty, of a tendency to be prone to errors. So remember, this is very early Monday morning, 1:10 a.m. daylight time, just past midnight on Monday. And so the sign change is not in effect yet any time during the day on Sunday. And everything that seemed in some way to be certain, that seemed to be well known and well understood, might very well change overnight Monday, and overnight Sunday to Monday, and you may find yourself revisiting the situation again. Mercury will be joining Venus and Vesta in Libra, and also joining a great many planets that are positioned on the cardinal cross. And so Monday may be the day that some challenging conversations come up. It's going to be Mercury square Ixion. That's the first one that is going to happen. Mercury square Ixion, the one thing you want to check is what concepts of right and wrong are we using? That's a good question, because there's a lot of talk about what's right and wrong, what's moral, what's true, what's not true. Well, question, what is the standard for what is true? Currently, the standard for what is true for most people is what most other people believe. It is the very theme, the very heart of the matter spiritually, of the times in which we live, where we are to decide for ourselves and understand the basis for our making judgments about what is right and wrong for us. And remember, this had best not be a matter of opinion. This is a kind of a very nasty byproduct of the digital age, this obsession with the notion of opinion, and one is as good as another. They're not. Some are very dangerous, and some can be helpful. Eric Francis here, signing off. Don't forget to tune in to planetwaves.fm. Usually goes up by 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Big edition for you this week. Lots of news and interviews. Thanks for listening. Stay in touch.